And let me tell you something else you don't know. She taught school for so many years, and she was a better teacher than she was a civil rights person. She made history interesting to her students, where she would set up the classroom like it was the House of Representatives. Each class had a president, et cetera, et cetera. So when they got through with her history course, they knew how the United States was run and their job, et cetera. When Mom first got sick, they set up a conference telephone call where 275 of her students were on the telephone one time. I didn't think that was humanly possible. But they wanted to just say thanks. It didn't matter who they were. She was hard on them and hard on us, too. You had to learn how to read, and you had to learn how to spell. Because if you didn't know how to spell it, you couldn't eat it. So if you couldn't spell hamburger, you wouldn't go eat no hamburger. You'd be surprised when you could learn how to spell.
That's great. How would you like these sit-in demonstrations to be remembered by today's youth, African-American youth, white youth? What would be their takeaway?
What would I like for the young people to take away today? You can make a difference. It doesn't matter your age, because we were young. It doesn't matter your religious background or anything else. If you want to stand up for something, if you see injustice, fight against it. Don't be a wimp. What bothers me is that with all the electronic devices that we have, that young people don't know their history. And that's a danger to this country. If you don't know your history, then what do you know? Anybody can pull anything off on you. And you're going to accept it. Go back and read where we've come from. Go back and read about the Holocaust and the problems that other people have gone through and where they get their courage to hang in there. I want them to get some guts. And they can look back and see young people throughout the ages that have stood up for something.
Well, your mother was speaking through you right now. You've said a lot. Is there anything that you can think of that we haven't covered?
Oh, let me see. Yes, I have. The police chief right up here. I am really sorry. I can't think of his name right this minute.
Was he the police chief of Oklahoma City?
He wasn't police chief at that time, but he was way up in the division and worked with us. I can't remember his name right now. But when he died, his wife came over to my mom's house and brought Mom a box that he had saved for her with things from the police department that he wanted her to have. See, that's why we didn't have violence here in Oklahoma. You often wonder, why didn't we have a lot of violence? Because we had people working together. Some, I say, undercover, whatever. Everybody wanted to see a change come about, but they didn't know how to bring about this change. But this was the longest nonviolent demonstration in the history of America. The sit-ins.
And over 5 or 6 years.
Nonviolent.
In 2016, we've seen demonstrations, 2015, that became very, very violent.
Mm-hmm.
But here, when you were overthrowing years and years and years of prejudice, the state of Oklahoma did not have violent demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. The state of Oklahoma in 1907 had a segregationist constitution. Black students could not go to white public schools. And that's why we have the story of Ada, Lois, Sipuel Fisher, and others. So we want those kids to know that all these people did for us what we can do today.
And they must realize and understand that those students down at OU just didn't get to go to OU. They're standing on the backs of the blood, sweat, and tears of people that paid the price so that they could be there. And they have a responsibility. A responsibility to the other young kids coming up in this nation to tell the story. Because we have to be able to celebrate ourselves, make people feel good about where they've come. Because if they don't understand where they've come from, then they cannot understand where they're going.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Marilyn. This was very wonderful. Thanks for sharing the story. And thank your mother, would you please?
I will.
All right.
I miss her a lot, too.
Yeah.